Bill Cromwell back with you for the final hour of this week's edition of The Third Floor, program number 288. And to begin our final hour together, more Schubert as promised, The Stenchion, with text from Franz Grillparzer. From my boy choir days, I know it from the English translation, Still and Silent, but here's some of the text. Softly, hesitantly, cloaked in night's darkness, we have come here, and with fingers gently curled, softly, softly we knock on the beloved's bedroom door. We'll hear Astrid Pilsäcker Contralto, Barrett Kasper Piano, and the Berlin Radio Choir.
Schlaf du nicht, wenn der Neumund Stimme spricht. Schlaf, schlaf du nicht.
On the third floor, music of Franz Schubert and the Ständchen with Astrid Pilsiger Contralto, Barrett Kasper Piano, and the Berlin Radio Choir. The featured work of the second hour, and arguably Alexander Glazunov's finest symphony, number 8, composed in 1905. It's a longer symphony, coming in at 42 minutes. We'll enjoy a performance by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by José Cerebrier.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
José Serebrier, conducting the Royal Scottish National Orchestra in music of Alexander Glazunov and his Eighth Symphony, the featured work in this final hour of this week's episode of The Third Floor. And we're going to finish program number 288 with music of Alexander Gratchaninov. This from his Opus 58 work called Passion Week. We'll hear Behold the Bridegroom with the Phoenix Bach Choir and the Kansas City Chorale, directed by Charles Bruffy. wrapping up our program this week, and music of Alexander Gretchaninov, his Behold the Bridegroom. We heard an incredible vocal performance from the Phoenix Bach Choir and the Kansas City Chorale, directed by Charles Bruffy. You can expect to hear more of both of those ensembles, particularly the Kansas City Chorale, in the coming weeks on the Third Floor. What a program today, and I hope you enjoyed all the great music as much as I did. We heard songs, a symphony, an overture, incidental music, sacred and secular works, and a wide variety of composers like Schubert, Gretchaninov, Paul Lewis, Mozart, Howells, Fauré, and Shepherd. Special thanks to Paul Lewis for joining us on the Third Floor. His latest recording of harp music, Harp Scenes, is just out on the EM label, and it's an absolute joy. I'm itching to get to next week's show and get it together, but one thing I can tell you is that we'll begin a month-long cycle of the Brahms symphonies, so there's that to look forward to. Find the Third Floor on Facebook and give it an all-important like, please. You'll find this week's show there, along with the weekly blog. And if you really want to dive in, there's the website, classicalthirdfloor.org. Three words, all together, all lowercase, classicalthirdfloor.org. The blog lives there, too, along with a link to the Public Radio Exchange and over 100 free archived episodes of The Third Floor. If you like the tremendous variety of music you heard today or any other week on the program, I hope you're inspired to click the support button and become part of the listenership that keeps The Third Floor on stable ground. The Third Floor is produced live each and every week at the studios of WRGG 93.7 Greencastle, Pennsylvania, and can be heard on stations around the country in places like Alaska, New York, Oregon, North Carolina, California, New Mexico, and Indiana. Thanks so much for tuning in. Looking forward to seeing everyone again next week on The Third Floor. I'm Bill Cromwell, and it's my great pleasure to program music for you and listen alongside. Be well.